Hi, I'm Lynn Wallace, Artistic Director of Hot House Theatre in the beautiful twin cities of Albury-Wodonga. And you're listening to Hot House Theatre's Hotspot Podcast. Our 2017 season has been deliciously diverse. And the fourth show in the season, which opens on the 25th of July, is Catherine McKinnon's Hurt. It's a fantastic new Australian play, and Catherine has just been nominated for an Augie Award for this work. I'll tell you a little bit about the story, but I won't give too much away because it unravels as the hour plays out. Hurt is set in the crucible of a hospital waiting room. Mel, a single mother, is waiting to hear news of her injured four-year-old child, Hanny. And sitting with her is Alex, a young businesswoman who witnessed the accident, and she's comforting her and calming her. Mel's estranged husband, Dominic, arrives, and it's then that you realise things are not as they seem on the surface. Revelations begin to unfold in the waiting room, and you start to wonder, who is Alex and what is her connection to Dominic and the child, Hanny? And of course, the big question that is asked is, where was Mel when her daughter ran onto the road and was injured? This fantastic production of Hurt was produced by Sydney's White Box Theatre and directed by Kim Hardwick. Kim spoke to me from her rehearsal room in Sydney.
So, Kim, thanks for chatting to me today, taking time out of your very busy rehearsal schedule.
Thank you. Pleasure.
I think you must be one of the most hardworking directors in the country, because every time I try and speak to you, you are in rehearsal for a new play, which is awesome. I mean, you're such a champion of new Australian work. But I want to ask you, what is it about Hurt that by Catherine McKinnon, what is it about the play that really attracted you to it?
I'm always on the lookout for a fantastic play.
Aren't we all?
Every time I read something, I always think to myself, please, please let this be the one. And this was the one for me. It was written by a woman, and it has a woman as its main character, and I always find that very exciting. And it's written from a woman's perspective, which I also find very exciting. And I think that through the actions that happen in the play, it allows us to perhaps self-reflect on how fragile we are within this community and within our own social world. We don't really know what happens behind closed doors, behind everybody's little unit, little house, you know, that they live in, and what actually happens to people's personal moments, to their fragility when they're in the innermost turmoil, I think is really, really, really very interesting. Also, I think that the text is, I think it's beautifully written. I think it's written without judgment. At no time does Catherine say, this is a better point of view than this is a better point of view. She's very even-handed the way she's developed the characters. So no matter where you really come from, no matter what your experiences have been, you'll find something to relate to, given everybody's story. The amazing thing about this play is that she right from the first word in the play, this is the first sentence, she lights the fuse, and then you do get the feeling that nothing is going to extinguish this fuse until we get, you know, right to the end of the play.
Through the character of Mel, the play does have something to say about the way we treat women, and there's this guilt, this sense of guilt and blame that hovers over her. That's very interesting.
Yes, it definitely does say something about the way we treat women. An incident has happened in the past between the two of them. I won't go into what that is. But she carries around an enormous amount of guilt with it because they haven't been able to talk about it because it was so painful, and they haven't finished grieving about it. And the male character turns to her at some stage and basically says, why can't you just get on with it? And of course, because she is the mother figure, she seems to be lumped with all of this responsibility to keep the family together, to keep the house moving, to keep the children healthy, to do all of that stuff that you would think, yes, she would, you know, she wants to be a good mother, obviously, but the expectation that you will be able to take on all of that and not have to share some of the responsibility with another person, I think is high in this play. And I think Catherine's saying that that's not the way it actually has to be, that women aren't invisible, they aren't just carers, and that if we want to have healthy family relationships, then it needs to be the relationships need to be open and considered, and everybody needs to be communicating.
In a nutshell, what is this show going to feel like for our audiences?
How I would describe this production, when I was talking to the designer, Isabel, about this production, one of the things we wanted to really do was to not give anybody a sense of freedom. I know that sounds odd, but to really play on this notion that we are in one room and that we can't escape and we're on this journey together. And there's no getting off the roller coaster.
Yeah, and it's certainly, that's been my experience of it. It's a very exciting, you feel like you're right on the edge of your seat for the whole thing. It's a wonderful show. And we really look forward to welcoming yourself and the fantastic team. And we will try and warm things up for you.
Thank you. It'll be warm enough just being there, just doing it. We're really thrilled to be able to present this piece, you know, at Hot House, because I just think that New Australian work should be seen by everybody. And I've been to your theatre several times, and I think it's going to sit beautifully in your theatre. So we're very thrilled to have it there.
Hurt by Catherine McKinnon opens on the 25th of July and runs through to Saturday the 29th. And it plays at our Butter Factory Theatre on Gateway Island, Wodonga. You can check out showtimes or book at hothousetheatre.com.au or give us a call on 602 1743. See you at the theatre.